Recruit.ie, connecting talent with opportunity.
Welcome to Progressive College, the leading provider of QQI accredited awards for level 5 and 6. Enroll now for upcoming spring courses, including healthcare support QQI level 5, early learning and care QQI level 5 and 6, and special needs assistant training QQI level 5 and 6. And explore our latest programme, Certificate in Special Education QQI Level 7 Special Purpose Award. Discover the future of education. Visit progressivecollege.ie.
It's almost 12 o'clock with Noyex.ie. Revamp your kitchen with style. Get an affordable and quality design from the experts.
It's Noyex Newman's Kitchen Floors Day.
On FM, on your mobile, and on your smart speaker. Radio Nova.
News for Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow.
It's 12 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Clino Dwyer. The relatives of the 48 victims of the Stardust fire said they finally have justice. A jury has found the victims were unlawfully killed when a blaze broke out at the Dublin nightclub in February 1981. Those who lost their lives were aged between 16 and 27, and most from the local area near Artane. Alison Keane lost her sister, Jacqueline Croker, in the fire.
I didn't go to school in the area, so I had to get a bus to and from school every day. So when you got on that bus, you seen people with physical scars, or people who had lost somebody. So you couldn't talk about it, because you didn't know how people were going to react. It all became so hard to try and live a life.
Samantha Mangan was just 4 years old when her mother Helena died in the fire. Helena was a single mother, and Samantha says they were close. She still remembers waking up looking for her the morning after the fire.
I woke up that morning, climbed up onto, we had bunk beds because my mum still lived at the home. I climbed up onto the bunk bed that morning and she wasn't there. Yeah, no, like empty, not made. I went downstairs and no, gone, you know. Had to look for days and days with people in and out of my house wondering why my mum isn't coming home, but why, who's all these people?
The jurors also said the fire was as a result of an electrical fault and people couldn't escape as some of the exit doors were locked or obstructed. This is in stark contrast to an original finding. The fire was probable arson, which was struck out in 2009. Gertrude Barrett, who lost her 17-year-old son Michael in the fire, says it had a devastating impact.
Now, I know I have been Michael's personal investigator from the night of that fire. And it beggars belief that I was asked numerous times over the years if only I could get new evidence. So I knew then it was up to his mammy for to give him back his good name, his identity, because they all just became numbers.
The lawyers representing the families of the Stardust families are requesting an apology from the state. Dermot Bracknell is from Phoenix Law.
It shows how resounding it was and how much of an important thing, or important find it was for the family. Families have requested the state apology. They're happy that they finally got the truth and justice, as you heard before, putting names to what were numbers before.
The head of the United Nations has called for maximum restraint in the Middle East. Antonio Guterres says recent days have seen a dangerous escalation in words and deeds. Tensions high in the region over the Gaza conflict and tensions between Israel and Iran. Secretary General Guterres has this warning at the UN Security Council.
When miscalculation, when miscommunication, when mistake could lead to the unthinkable, a full-scale regional conflict that would be devastating for all involved and for the rest of the world. The moment of maximum peril must be a time for maximum restraint.
The Taoiseach and the Transport Minister appear to be at odds over the establishment of a dedicated transport police. Micheál Martin told the Fianna Fáil Ardéis last week work is underway to bring proposals for police force for trains, buses and trams. But Transport Minister Eamon Ryan says he doesn't believe that's the solution. He says, though, he'll look at the evidence again if he needs to.
We've listened to the Garda Síochána and the Department of Justice and the Department of Transport, who've all argued against such a proposal and say that it would actually weaken and not improve the protection we need in all our public transport systems. So we'll continue to review the evidence and analysis. We have made significant changes. We've put in a new Garda Control Centre into the new Rail Transport Centre down in Euston Station.
A new reform will allow stillbirths to be recorded publicly for the first time. The Social Protection Minister announced the move today. That's your news at 4 minutes past the hour. In sport, Liverpool's hopes of a dream Jurgen Klopp send-off in Dublin came to an end tonight. They won the second leg of their Europa League quarter-final 1-0 away to Atalanta, but lost the tie 3-1 on aggregate. West Ham are also out, but they were a minute away from inflicting a first defeat of the season upon Bayer Leverkusen. Jeremy Frimpong's late goal at the London Stadium saw the sides finish 1-1 on the night, but the Bundesliga champions go through 3-1 on aggregate. Aston Villa are through to the semi-finals of the Conference League. Emi Martinez saved twice in the shootout as they beat Lille on penalties in France. Shelburne have issued a lifetime ban to the fan that struck an official with a pyrotechnic in their recent draw away to Drogheda. The incident saw the club hit with a ban on any travelling support for tomorrow night's Premier Division trip to Galway. Shells have identified the individual responsible and have banned them from Talca Park for life. Shells have also warned fans they face lifetime bans if they bring pyrotechnics into Talca or incur on the pitch in any way. In golf, Seamus Power is just two shots off the lead after his opening round at the RBC Heritage. The Waterford golfer finished with a birdie as he carded a 6-under par round of 65. JT Poston is the clubhouse leader at Hilton Head on 8-under. Stephanie Meadow opened with a 1-under par round of 71 at the Chevron Championship, the first women's major of the year. Leona Maguire recovered from an early double bogey to card a level par 72. Lauren Coughlin is the clubhouse leader on 6-under. In boxing, Olympic-bound heavyweight Jack Marley suffered a shock defeat at the European Championships today. He was beaten by split decision by Belgium's Victor Schelstraat in their preliminary round contest. However, Galway's Adam Hessian was a unanimous victor over his Georgian opponent in the featherweight prelims. And that's your news and sport at 6 minutes past the hour.
Radio Nova weather.
With QuoteDevil.ie.
For car insurance, van insurance or home insurance, call the Quote Devil. Unless, of course, you've got money to burn.
The Quote Devil's always got one hell of a quote.
Quote Devil Limited is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Mostly cloudy tonight with further patches of light rain and drizzle. Lowest temperatures of 5 to 8 degrees. You're up to date to the home of the Nova Noise with a clue a day for your chance to win 13K on Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
One influential album, no interruptions. It's Radio Nova's classic album at midnight.
Albert Grossman managed this outfit. He was also Bob Dylan's manager. He approached Capitol Records to secure a record deal for a group informally described as a Dylan's backing band. Initially, they were signed under the name The Crackers. I kid you not. So, music from Big Pink, the debut album by the band. It released in 1968, the 1st of July. Very distinctive blend. Country, rock, folk, classical, R&B, blues and soul. There's everything in here. The music put together in Big Pink, which was a house shared by Rick Danko, the bass player, Richard Manuel, the piano player, and Gareth Hudson, the keyboard player, in New York. The album itself recorded in New York and L.A., and followed the band's backing of Dylan on his 1966 tour. They were then called the Hawks, and then they went to upstate New York. The album is, well, the cover artwork is a painting by Bob Dylan. Still looks great to this day. It's music from Big Pink, the debut album from the band. Your classic album at midnight on Nova.
Radio Nova's classic album.
Classic album.
At midnight.
Influential album. No interruptions. It's Radio Nova's classic album at midnight.
Dream.
The classic album at midnight on Radio Nova.
Classic album at midnight on Radio Nova.
Just go Luke and Luke's waiting on the judgment day. son, won't you stay and keep Annalee company? Put the load right on me. Crazy Chester followed me and he caught me in the fall. He said, I will fix your rat if you take Jack my dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester, you know I'm a peaceful man. That's okay, boy. Won't you feed me when you can?
Put the load right on me.
classic album at midnight on Radio Nova. Radio Nova's classic album.
Classic album.
At midnight. influential album. No interruptions. It's Radio Nova's classic album at midnight.
One, two, three. Lonesome Susie never got the
album at midnight on Radio Nova.
If your memory serves you well, we're going to meet again and wait. So I'm going to unpack all my things and sit before it gets too late.
Thank you.
track by track, it's Radio Nova's classic album, At Midnight.
Wrapping up the band's debut album, I Shall Be Released. I'll see you Saturday at 6 for the soundtrack. There's more seriously addictive music right through the night on Nova. We head off into the night now.
The classic album. We're back Sunday night with another iconic album in full. Got an album in mind you think we should feature? Email classicalbum@nova.ie.
Radio Nova.
Come up and see me. Radio Nova.
When I was in work, we used to always listen to Q102 or Spin. He played the same songs hour after hour.
I love it. It just gets you in like a real feel-good mood. You can't be in a bad mood when you listen to Radio Nova.
The naturalness of the guys that just kind of gets you through the day and kind of perk you up. It's great.
Seriously addictive.
Radio Nova.